Friday afternoon. It's News and Views. Chuck is off. He'll be back on Monday. I'm Ron Allen. John Russell, National Senior Correspondent with IRN USA Radio, is in the studio with me. And on the line is Hillel Presser. The Presser Law Firm, PA, represents individuals and businesses in establishing comprehensive asset protection plans. Mr. Presser is a graduate of Syracuse University School of Management and Nova Southeastern University Law School. Mr. Presser, welcome to News and Views. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Reading over your information, look over the last week or so, and looking what you're going to be talking about, I am absolutely amazed, although I can see how it could happen. You're saying that even after a person dies, there are organizations out there that you have had accounts with that can bleed your accounts dry, and until the money is gone, they will not stop. Is that what I'm hearing?
100%, and let me kind of lay a quick foundation.
You know,
we help our clients with two areas. One is asset protection. The other is estate planning. People work hard for their money, and they don't realize that one lawsuit, one car accident, one slip and fall, one divorce can take everything away. So while they're alive, they have to make sure they protect what they have. Estate planning deals with where do you want your money to go once you pass away. So we help our clients get their assets where they want them to go quickly, privately, and cheaply and inexpensively. With that being said, you know, people always think of the business assets, the real estate assets, the cash. They never think of the digital assets. You know, what about the usernames and passwords? What about the social media accounts? You know, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+. What about domain names or email addresses or even intellectual property like phone numbers? A lot of times those digital assets are worth a lot more than the non-digital assets. And if you don't protect them properly while you're alive, they can be taken from you from a lawsuit. And if you don't pass them on, it can be catastrophic, and either your accounts can be drained or you can essentially not be giving your loved ones all the money you could be.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of a very small one. It's an excellent company. I've enjoyed it for a long time. Netflix, which I get a lot of pleasure out of it. I think it costs $8.77 a month. But if I were to die and nobody were to pay any attention, that $8.77 a month could go out ad infinitum until the account was empty. Is it that simple?
Yeah, and you know, if people don't have your usernames and passwords, we live in a very digital economy where people have their checking or saving accounts or their credit cards paying every month, you know, for their mortgage, their cell phone, their water and electric bill. And you know, if you don't have the right information when your loved one passes away, you know, you can be drained. You know, on top of that, it's not just being drained. You have to look at it the other way around. You know, take somebody who owns a small business. Maybe it's a bowling alley or a pool cleaning company, and they pass away, they leave it to their son. Well, the son has two options. They can either operate the business or sell the business. Well, maybe over the last decade or so, you know, with internet advertising being really the way to go these days, maybe the father who passed away spent a lot of money, beefing up their social media accounts, you know, postings, getting fans, getting friends, things of that nature. You know, if the son doesn't have that login information, well, if he goes to sell the business, he's going to get a lot less because of the goodwill. And if he operates the business, he's probably going to lose clientele. On top of that, when he tries to get the information, he might be told by one of those social media accounts, I'm sorry, we don't care that you're supposed to have it. You know, our privacy policies and regulations state you can't transfer the account.
Well, that does not harbinge well for most people. Are people prepared? How many people do you know that without help from someone like yourself or similar companies sit down and have all their passwords and all of their user words and phrases recorded? And the interesting thing I find about this is, you know, the federal government, if somebody dies and you don't let them know that they're dead, the Social Security check comes, no one has said they're dead, the government will come down hard on you, want that money back. But the government makes no effort on the other end of things. They can let you just bleed out for all they want to. Is there any way to get around that?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. And, you know, to answer your question, I'd say about 7 out of 10 Americans die without a will or an estate planning. So if there's only 3 people who are doing it, you can assume that out of those 3, probably none of them, maybe 1 at the most, have actually thought about digital assets. You know, what I tell my clients is before you do anything, educate yourself. Know what your options are. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. There's a wealth of information, and if they fill out the contact us form, I'll send them a copy of the latest book that I wrote on asset protection and estate estate planning. Once they've educated themselves, they really need to inventory what they have. You know, so many people have a lot more than what they think they have. You know, what if your phone number started ringing to your competitor? What if your domain name started ringing to your competitor? You'd be out of business. Your cash flow would be gone. So you need to inventory and really make a list of every single digital and non-digital asset that you have so you can protect it while you're alive and pass it along when you pass away.
Well, that's a good word. How many people do that?
Very, very few.
What is a good way to start educating people? This, I mean, we've started right here, of course, and others have, but getting the word out. This program goes into dozens of cities, and so there are thousands of people listening, but there are millions of people that are not hearing it. Are you doing anything other than normal advertising, or is anybody involved in a movement to get people to wake up to this?
Well, we do everything we can. I mean, again, our website is www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, and we have hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of educational information on that site. Also, if anybody contacts us, like I said, we'd be happy to send them a free copy of our latest book. That way they can educate themselves. We also speak across the country. We do webinars at least once a month on the topic. So certainly, you know, if any listeners are a member of an organization that they think, you know, might benefit from some sort of educational presentation, we usually do them anywhere from about 30 minutes to 3 hours. They can reach out to us. Just go to the website at assetprotectionattorneys.com, and we can see if we can make something happen.
What is the first thing? Let's say people reach a certain age and they're not sick, they're not imminently on their deathbed, but what is the first thing that a person should do to deal with online accounts? Perhaps, you know, understanding that, yes, one of these days they will be gone. What's step one? Give us kind of a game plan.
Well, you know, like I said, first educate yourself. Second, make a list of all the assets and inventory what you have. After that, you want to figure out how you're going to protect everything and how you're going to transfer everything. And some of the things they can do is they can create an estate plan, like a will, a trust, things of that nature. They can also create an asset protection plan. And they can give a copy of the list to some sort of trusted advisor. Maybe information. Like I was saying, after they educate themselves, after they inventory what they have, create an asset protection plan to protect what you have while you're alive, create a will, a trust, powers of attorney, healthcare surrogates, you know, an estate plan, you know, to pass along your information when you pass away, and give copies of what you have, not only your asset protection and estate planning documents, but the usernames and passwords, and give it to a friend, a relative, a trusted advisor, and you can even put in the will, hey, you know, this is who I want to get my digital and or non-digital assets, and this is who they should see to get the information. You never want to put too much information in the will because it might become public record, but certainly you can point someone in the right direction.
All right, now that's a very good point. I was going to ask you, can't you just include it in the will, but why would you? It could be public information. I guess probably knowing the reality of the situation, let's go back to a will. How many people have a will?
Not enough. You know, again, the latest stats that I saw, and I'm not sure how current they are today, are that 7 out of 10 Americans die without a will or a trust. I mean, that's just incredible. You know, I mean, if one thing in life is guaranteed, it's death. So certainly people should be preparing for it.
So look for the latest copy of the will, friends. It's in there somewhere. You know, it's funny because when you do give important papers to people, and if there's enough time goes by, a year, 2 years, that's not so bad. But 10 years down the road, things change. People move. Boxes get lost. There's got to be some kind of a permanent repository for information like that. Safe deposit box, would you say, or with your attorneys?
Safe deposit box, lawyer, both, CPA, all three. And you bring up a great point that things change. You know, just because you did an estate plan or just because you did an asset protection plan doesn't mean it's still good. You know, every few years you need to have your documents reviewed.
Mr. President, don't go away. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes to talk some more about this. We've got a break right now, but we'll be back in 3 minutes with Hillel Presser of the Presser Law Firm. Don't go away, friend.
More news and views with Chuck Bates.
And Chuck is off. It's Friday. He'll be back on Monday. I'm Ron Allen. Nice to have you with us. Hillel Presser is our guest. of the Presser Law Firm, representing individuals and businesses in establishing comprehensive asset protection plans. Graduated Syracuse University School of Management, Southeastern University Law School, and we're talking about planning ahead for your digital afterlife. And if you would, Mr. Presser, just take about 30 seconds and remind them what that means.
You know, people work their entire life to retire, live a better life, pass money on to their kids or their favorite charity, but one lawsuit, one divorce, one foreclosure, one car accident can take everything away. So you have to protect all your digital and non-digital assets while you're alive. You have to put an asset protection plan in place. And when you pass away, you want your assets to go where you want them to go, quickly, privately, and inexpensively. So do the proper pre-planning and make sure that that happens.
You were talking a little while ago about having any kind of an account that draws on your bank account automatically. If it's not closed the proper way before you pass away or as you pass away by someone, then it can drain your monies. But you also talked about social media, things that like your name and your passwords. These are also valuable assets.
Yeah, you know, people have a lot more than they think they have, and things are a lot more valuable than what they think. You know, they don't really realize the value until they lose it. You know, take a business owner. You know, if his phone starts ringing to the competitor, he's out of business, no more cash flow, no more money to support the family. No difference with an email address or a domain name. So you really need to look at every single thing. I mean, take a lease at the mall. You might think that the lease is a liability and not an asset. Well, what happens if you're paying under market value? A creditor can potentially take your lease and sell it at auction to the highest bidder. You need to protect everything you own from everyone every time, and you need to make sure you pass it on to your loved ones and beneficiaries in a proactive manner.
Share again with our audience, if you would, please, sir, about the booklet you have, information you have at your website, assetprotectionattorneys.com, and what can they get from you to help them?
Sure. If they go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Tons of great information on the site. You could stay on there for hours. Also, I'll send them a free copy of the latest books that I wrote, Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone Every Time, and even Asset Protection Secrets. How America's affluent lawsuit proof their wealth, and how you can too. So again, whether anyone does anything, make sure they educate themselves and know that there's options out there.
How much of a fail-safe is it if, say, well, here I am, I'm 76 years old, my granddaughter takes care of most of my computer needs and all that sort of thing. Let's say she's in Europe traveling and I die. We've got a mess going on here. What do you suggest?
You got to have a backup plan. You got to have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. You know, if you fail to plan, you know, you plan to fail. And unfortunately, you know, if people aren't taking the proper steps, they're going to end up in a bad situation, or their loved ones are going to end up in a bad situation.
What are some of the accounts or some of the areas of our life that we wouldn't automatically think of? Now, as I mentioned the movie scene, $7 to $8.77 a month, the automatic pay on perhaps a car or something like that. What are some of the things we don't think about?
I mean, it could be anything, and, you know, it's subjective, so who knows what everyone thinks about. But, you know, it's the cell phone, it's the health insurance, it's the postal machine you rent for your business. I mean, it's the domain names that are reoccurring. I mean, it could be anything and everything. And again, you just want to inventory it. And, you know, whether you protect it, whether you pass it along, at least know that you have options.
And we need to go over the will thing, too. I had asked you before we went into the break, and I think you were just in the middle of that. A lot of people die without a will. Tell them what happens when they die without a will.
Well, hey, if you don't want to tell everybody where you want your assets to go, the state is always happy to step in and tell you where they think it should go.
And indeed they will, at no little cost to you. So, Mr. Presser is saying you need to make a list of everything, passwords, user words, computer stuff, accounts, and again, go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Get some tremendous information from there, and also you'll be able to get some of the books they have, and it'll kind of get you going. There's a lot of digital records you need to plan for your afterlife. That's a funny phrase. A lot of people don't like to think about that. What do you say to them when they say, I don't want to talk about dying?
I tell them for every 60 minutes they spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it and pass it along.
Passing along, friends, you need a you need this. He said a little while ago, you need to have copies of these things in your attorney's hand. Not in your will. It could be public domain. Need to have it in a safe deposit box, several different places. And I guess probably the key to that is always planning, depending on how much time passes, that the people you give these to, their lives may change. Something could be lost. So I guess probably just duplication, right?
You got it.
Well, thank you so much, Hillel Presser. We appreciate you being with us today. It's been eye-opening to hear you talk about this. And financial self-defense, that's one of your books, isn't it?
It is.
Tell me a little bit about that. Financial self-defense is just protecting yourself, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, different chapters talk about how to protect every asset you have. One chapter might talk about how to protect the car, one about how to protect the business, one about how to protect the retirement accounts, one about how to protect the checking, savings, stock, bond, money market accounts. And it also talks about how to protect them in different situations. How do you protect it from lawsuits? How do you protect it from foreclosure? How do you protect it from divorce? So really just trying to teach you how to protect everything you have from any financial threat.
And make no mistake about it, friends. Somebody will want it. Somebody will be able to get it. And if it's the government, they'll do it smilingly. So, Hillel Presser, thanks again for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your information. Don't forget, friends, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, loaded with information and some material for you there. Mr. Presser, thanks again, sir. We appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.